Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, well, this is Jonathan Dupree with the Breakthrough Coaching Call, and I want to welcome you to the call. Happy Friday today. Hopefully, you're going to get to enjoy the weekend, and you won't be showing too many houses if you're in real estate. And it's all about setting those expectations so that you don't get tied up in that. Hey, I want to let you know of a couple events before we get started, and then I've got a special guest with me, Ian James, who is going to talk about how you can begin to start building wealth so that one day you can exit real estate if you desire and stop living transaction to transaction. A couple of great events we have coming up December the 4th. Here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, we are hosting an event called Relaunch. It is for real estate agents, and Relaunch is all about how to rebrand your business so that in 2016, you not only meet your goals, but you exceed your goals. And it's the cost for that event is $49. Look for the registration page, which I will be releasing today. Again, that's called Relaunch. We'll have agents from all over the South that will be attending this event here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We have several great speakers lined up for this event. Michael Trithart, who is based out of Dallas, Texas, will be teaching how to become Google great. And so if you want to learn how to be great on Google, that'd be a good class to attend. Then we have Pat Wadham, who will be joining us. Pat's one of the top real estate agents in the country, and Heather Kirkpatrick is one of the top real estate agents around as well. Both of those ladies will be joining us and speaking and sharing, and we've got one of the top restaurant managers around in the country who will be with us as well, sharing how to create fantastic relationships, powerful relationships. So it's going to be a great event. We've got several other speakers lined up, and we're going to have a mastermind panel. Again, that is December the 4th. So you got plenty of time to plan and to be here at this event. If you didn't hit your goals in 2015, we are rolling into the last 2 months of the year. And if you're far away, don't throw in the towel. You just start from where you are right now, get a new game plan, and you continue to move forward. Plan for 2016. We don't fail because of what we don't know. We fail because we don't do the things that we know we should be doing. And so you just simply have to make a decision that you're going to learn from 2015 and make the necessary changes so that you have the 2016 year that you desire. And then finally, I want to recommend a great book I'm reading right now called The Magic of Thinking Success by David Schwartz. He also wrote a book called The Magic of Thinking Big, but I want to talk specifically about this book, The Magic of Thinking Success. He starts out and he talks about how the successful life begins with a dream, and there's a big difference between a dream and a wish, and a great life always begins with a dream. A dream is something that you get up every day and you work for, where a wish, you're just kind of wishing it would happen, but you're not willing to make the commitment. So if you spend your life winning or losing, it simply depends on how you use your mindset. If you look at life and you have a dream and you wake up and you push towards it, or if you just wish you'd be successful. Most lottery people who play the lottery, they are wishers, not dreamers. They're wishing they'd win something, get something for nothing, where a dreamer knows, I'm going to have to put some risk in. I'm going to have to work hard. I'm going to have to make some commitments. I'm going to have to make some sacrifices. And they work actively to convert their dreams into a positive, tangible accomplishment, where people who struggle are constantly looking for someone else to point the finger at, find some reason. The system's against them. The world's out to get them. I posted something on Facebook today, and it said, I don't want to tell you wrong, so I'm just going to pull it up because some of my posts I make random on the go. It says, the concept that you're not wealthy or successful because someone else is a flawed concept that comes from scarcity and lack. And you're in real estate not to sell homes. You're in real estate not to make money. You're selling homes and making money because of what that money does for you, the options that it gives you, the opportunities that it gives you. But yet we've become this society where we feel like we're entitled to things. And that concept that I can't be successful because someone else is. The reason I'm not successful in my office is because so-and-so is. Or the reason I don't get I don't convert leads is because someone else is getting the better leads. That's such a flawed concept that comes from scarcity and from a position of lack. And so, I've got a great friend of mine who is my financial planner, Ian James. And Ian, I bet you probably hear similar concepts like that from people. I know you operate in a realm of people who are investors, but I'm sure that you meet with people all the time that if I only had the money, I could invest, or if I knew what to do, I would do it. And the reality is, we know what we're supposed to do, we just don't do it. So, Ian, why don't you take a second, introduce yourself, tell everyone who you are, give them a little bit of background, and then let's just talk a little bit about some concepts that you share with me that you can share with people listening in.
All right, sounds good. Well, thanks for having me today, Jonathan. I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to maybe share a few ideas to help people save a little bit of money and hopefully meet their retirement goals a little bit quicker. I am a financial planner in South Louisiana, and I've been doing this, a little over 22, 23 years, and I've seen a lot. You'd be surprised, and you're absolutely right. A lot of people don't know where to start when it comes to financial planning. They think that it's only for people who already have money, when you consider the concept of wealth management. But really, how you get there is by, they say that the longest journey, you start with the first step. And,
yep.
And so many people that I visit with, they just don't know how to begin. And that's where I come in. A financial planner can come in and really help somebody take you by the hand and draw a plan for you. When you fail to plan, you plan to fail, as the old saying says. And so many people just don't have that plan, and they're scared, and they don't know how to ask for it. So I just encourage people to go out and seek a little bit of help and get started.
So I've discovered, and I mean even just through my own personal experiences, agents make a lot of money, yet they still manage to live transaction to transaction, check to check, closing to closing, however you want to call it. And they might get a check and make 20 grand in one big lump, but they haven't managed their money well, and so as a result of that, that money's gone.
Absolutely.
How do you get someone to have a mind shift of going, I need to do today so that my future self thanks me? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's really interesting because when I sit down and I visit with people such as, I don't want agents to feel bad because they're not the only ones that are in that boat. A lot of self-employed people don't know where to begin, whereas the self-employed business owner that maybe has a store and a brick and mortar sort of thing, they look at their investing in their retirement or their investing in their future by putting money into their store. Where a service like an attorney or a real estate agent or a CPA, they are really their product. And if they don't put money away for a future date, they don't have an income down the road. And too many people rely on Social Security, and we all can debate on whether or not Social Security is going to be there. And even if it is it going to be enough to help support the kind of lifestyle that especially some real estate agents I know enjoy living? So how do we begin with that? We sit down and we draw a map. We say, okay, how much do you make today?
Okay.
And then the person will tell me, and we'll say, okay, where do you envision yourself 10 years now from now? 20 years from now, 30 years from now, depending on, of course, the age of the person. And we just try to define that person's vision for where they want to be. And I think a good financial planner can then put together the pieces of Okay, how did we get from point A to point B? We're going to create an investment strategy. So it's a true plan. It's not just something we put together willy-nilly. It's something that you can monitor and have checkups and sit down with your planner to make sure you're on track and on goal. But the most important step you can take in this is to get started. And the time value of money, the opportunity cost, if you will, that's missed by people delaying is substantial.
So talk about that word you said, the time delay of money.
Mm-hmm.
Paint a picture for me. Here's what I've discovered. Even people who make a lot of money might be really talented at making money,
mm-hmm.
but they don't have the strengths or the, I don't know the right word. I don't want to say the knowledge, but the strategies, or they might not understand the concepts of how to keep the money,
mm-hmm.
and how to use the money, or what happens if you go, well, I've made a lot this month or this year, and I'm only 35 or I'm only 40, and I'll start investing when I'm 50 because I've got my kids in private school, and mm-hmm. money's going there and there and there, so I'm just going to wait. When you talk about that time and money delay, what do you mean by that?
Well, that's a great question, Jonathan. I think an interesting case study that we've seen in this is someone who is, let's say, 25 years old, and they're just fresh out of college or starting their career, or maybe just making a transition new into this career, and they're able to put away, or disciplined enough to put away, well, around $5,000 a year. So let's say around $400 a month. Got to stay within the limits of what the IRS says that we can put in. And they do it for a period of 10 years. So they go from age 25 to age 35, and they never add another dime to it. Now, at about a 10% interest rate, when that person turns age 65, that $5,000 a year they put in for a period of 10 years, which is $50,000, of course, is then worth a little over $1.5 million at 10% at age 65. But where the opportunity cost is, or the time value of money, is if that very same person that's 25 years old could start today, maybe instead of buying one extra dinner, one extra meal going out a month, or maybe instead of going to the movies every week, they put a little bit of that disposable income into their retirement. But if the person waits to start until they're age 35, just 10 years, and do the same $5,000 a year, but do it the rest of their life until they're 65, they won't have that same amount of money. So, you know, Albert Einstein was asked one time, what's the most powerful force in the universe? And his answer was the power of compound interest. And we see that to be true when people don't take action and they wait. And that time cost is substantial.
Well, you know, I know I read a lot of statistics, and I read one stat that said 86% of all statistics are made up. So think about that one for a second. But I'm reading one right now. It says 55% of people say they fear not having enough money in retirement. And then from NAR, the National Association of Realtors, says that 84% of realtors are certain they'll remain in the business for two or more years. And then I just read one a minute ago, and it was like 54%. It was the average income of, let me find it again, the average income of a realtor is $105,000, their household income. Yet NAR has a stat, and I can't find it. I'm trying to get the specific number, but it's pretty high, pretty substantial numbers, like 76%. Of realtors end up retiring broke. And it's because they stay in the business, they're very successful, they're very talented, they're great at selling houses, they're great at making money, yet they still live on this roller coaster of transaction to transaction to transaction, deal to deal to deal to deal to deal, and they keep in the back of their mind going, tomorrow I'll do this, tomorrow I'll do this, I've got plenty of time, and then they wake up, and they're now, 65, 70 years old, and they're still having to sell houses because they have to. And they end up bro, I mean, I see it every day. I meet those agents, and it's so how tell me where you come in. You said you give people a map. You kind of ask where they want to be. I know I went through the process with you. Tell me where an agent starts. Tell me what you how you help them, give them a plan. Where do they begin?
That's a great question. I think where an agent would want to begin is obviously sitting down with a competent financial planner. But what tool will that financial planner use in order to, once they sit down, they gather the information, you know, the standard stuff of how much money do you make? Where do you want to be when you're 65? What is your standard of living expectation when you are 65 or 60 or whatever that dream number might be? Maybe you're 30 and you want to retire at 50. That's not an unreasonable plan. It's just you have to get there. So what tool would we use? Well, I think one powerful tool that the IRS allows us to use, and it was just created not that long ago, is what's called an Owner K or a single member 401K. And it's ideal for realtors, self-employed people, because what it allows you to do is put away significantly more than you would in your traditional IRA. But that money then, you can do it in two ways. What's called a traditional 401K, where you can put the money in and it'll grow tax deferred, and you can add to it and invest it in different mutual funds or stocks or bonds, and that's where your financial planner will have to help you decide what's the most appropriate investment for you. But that 401k tool allows you to put away $18,000 a year pre-tax. And then, because it's treated like a true 401k, like you might know somebody that works at a plant or works at a large company and they have 401ks, you have an employer match on there. But you're actually matching your own deferred deposit out of your payroll, but you're paying yourself. So you've just immediately reduced your taxable liability that year, the current year, to the IRS, and you put away money pre-tax that can now grow for you. And if you're 50 years or older, the IRS allows what's called a catch-up provision. So you can actually do $24,000 instead of the $18,000. And then, in addition, on that match, you can do an additional 25% of your stated income to the IRS. So, for example, if you made $50,000, you can do $12,500 additional on top of that $18,000 each and every year. Now, that might be a lofty goal, and that might be too much for someone to consider putting away when they're just getting started. But if you're able to put something away, just get the ball rolling and allow your financial advisor to help you select the appropriate mutual funds that are congruent with your risk tolerance, and you'll start to see that after a few years of putting money in and seeing how that investment performs, you start to get excited, and you start seeing, wow, I'm really building something for my retirement. I'm building wealth, and at some point, you can really start to see that number grow, and you just feel real good about having that money invested.
That's awesome. That's good stuff. I loved when you said the IRS lets you, like, they're so sweet and
yeah.
Nice. And hey, here's what I really tell you in kind of wrapping up today's call is here's the reality. No matter what, you're giving money to the IRS. You got to pay your taxes. The goal is, if you understand some concepts, you at least have some strategies that the IRS allows you to use that if you don't know about them and you don't have somebody, and you're probably not going to know about them. That's one thing I learned in leadership a long time ago, was surround yourself with really talented people who know their area of expertise, and then leverage them to let them help you, let them give you guidance. So I'm not great with numbers, but I have a Mimi Hagen in my world who's phenomenal with numbers in the real estate business. And, I have different people in my world in different areas who are really great at what they do, and that's why they're in my world. And so Ian is in my world because I'm one of those guys who is really great at making money, but I need people in my world who help me keep it, shelter it, invest it, save it, so that I'm able to ultimately be able to retire, enjoy my life, take care of my family, and that's what it's all about. So just by not knowing the strategies, because you didn't take the time to connect with someone who could help you, you don't have to have all the expertise or the knowledge. Just find someone that does, and then just start. Just start somewhere. Just do something. So, Ian, how can people who are listening to this call, how can they get in touch with you so that you can learn more? And I know I'm going to have you speaking at an event for us in December, the relaunch event. I'm also having you here in our office as well. But for people who are listening who aren't going to be at that event or who aren't associated with our office here, how can they get in touch with you?
Oh, that's a great question. I have a couple of ways. I have a great website that has some pretty powerful tools on there where people can go in and play around with calculators and just kind of see, okay, what if I put away $1,000 a year? And what if it grew at 10% interest over a period of time? And it'll show you what that money will grow to. And I have mortgage calculators on there, all free for use, college savings calculators. And that website's www.225wealth.com. That's 225 W-E-A-L-T-H, 225wealth.com, or they can call me at 225-261-9606. That's 225-261-9606, and we can set up a consultation. It's kind of and even if you already have a financial planner, or maybe you have a financial plan in place and you're just really not sure if it's doing what you want it to do or meeting your needs, and you have a second opinion and a cup of coffee, and if you don't want to sit down, you're just really not sure, I do encourage you to play around on the website. There are some powerful articles. There's links to the IRS. There's links to just about anything that you would need to help you get the ball rolling, at least in as far as decision making. And then when you're ready, give us a call and we'll help you.
Awesome. Well, man, I appreciate you sharing today. I thought this was great info. And next week, I will be back on some of the laws of leadership that we've been talking about. I appreciate you listening in today. Hit the share button and share this episode on your Facebook or Twitter account, wherever it is that you share stuff. Thanks again. Have a great weekend. Thanks for being on the call.